From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods and killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. Trump told supporters in Florida his race for the White House is not over.
This is a movement like you've never seen before, and you will never see it again. If it doesn't happen on November 8th, it's never going to happen for our country. Believe me, it will never happen again. We are going to make history together.
But standing in Trump's way is Democrat Hillary Clinton, who is enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, and experts are giving Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday warned Iraq's prime minister that Turkish troops cannot be excluded from the military force preparing to do battle with Islamic State extremists for control of the Iraqi city of Mosul. Relations between the two powers grew tense late last year after Turkey deployed troops to a largely Sunni area northeast of Mosul to train locals in the fight against the Islamic State extremists. Iraq has since called the deployment a violation of its sovereignty and called on Turkey to withdraw. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warned Tuesday about the political situation in that country. Margaret Bashir reports.
The head of the UN mission in the DRC, Mama Sambo Sidiku, told the UN Security Council that the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis with deepening political polarization and no immediate resolution in sight.
Actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends.
Congo's constitution limits the president to two terms, which President Joseph Kabila will complete on December 19th. But the Independent National Electoral Commission has said elections cannot take place until 2018, citing technical difficulties. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf says Samsung's recovery from the product fallout is unclear.
So Apple shares are up today by 2 or 3%, just as Samsung's down by another 8% this morning because people are moving to the Plus series, so the 7S Plus. And the question is, does it come back ever and how quickly?
The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. The sounds of hammers and saws in Haiti signal some progress a week after Hurricane Matthew struck the island, killing hundreds. But Haiti's health minister says they are still grappling with a cholera outbreak caused by Hurricane Matthew. So far, 20 people have died from the disease. The World Health Organization is sending 1 million cholera vaccine doses to Haiti in an attempt to control the outbreak. And the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on whether Muslims and other immigrants held for months after the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States can sue the former Attorney General John Ashcroft and other officials. For details on these stories, much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.